Quinn Kristofferson is this year's Tiny Desk Contest winner. In the video he submitted for his song Erase Me, the proud Alaskan sings and moves in a vintage periwinkle blue suit in front of a beautiful painting of Denali, the tallest mountain in North America.
I used to have long hair. I used to smile when I walked. I used to be someone I hated.
Quinn told me that as a transgender native songwriter, he feels like he has to be vulnerable.
Being who I am is political, so I gotta be out there. And I think every time I play a live show, I just kind of come out to every audience. I kind of just hope for the best.
Yeah.
But I'm never not gonna do that, you know? I'm always just gonna be here and let people know.
I used to think that I was a woman, so I got used to pulling the short stick.
So it's been about a year and a half since I transitioned, and that year and a half has been really eye-opening for me. I would just hear terrible things that men would say when they think women aren't around, and that is what started the process of writing this song.
You write about this idea that now you have power.
I got a voice now. Oh, I got power. But I can't stand it.
Is that something that you thought about as you were going through your transition? Did you think, that's going to be an aspect of being a man that I have to reckon with?
I had no idea what was to come. Before I transitioned, I was just a masculine woman, you know, and I just didn't realize how terrible people were to me as that until I wasn't that anymore. And I don't know, I just got so many more responsibilities at work just handed to me. Like, people were just asking me questions I didn't know anything about.
People invited you to mansplain.
Yeah, exactly. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
When you talk about having a voice, though, it's a howl.
I know. I just get kind of into it, telling my story, screaming it.
Yeah, I'm tired!
This idea of being tired of people trying to erase you. Because if people see you on screen, they're going to see an image of what looks like a white man. And is there something you're trying to kind of fight against, that assumption?
Yeah, you cannot assume things about people. I don't know about the whole man thing, but I am not white. I'm an indigenous person. I'm an Athabaskan and I'm a Nupiat. You know, those are communities that I claim and that I'll always claim.
Well, you have power now, right? You're also winner of this year's Tiny Desk Contest. What do you think the next year is going to hold for you?
Well, I'm working on an album right now.
Going back to your day job?
I love my job. yeah.
I didn't actually ask what your day job is. What is your day job?
I'm a counselor for Alaska Native youth
here in Anchorage. Oh, cool. Any of your kids heard your music?
Yeah, they have. They are hilarious. I love it. They're so, you know, kids, well, teenagers especially, they'll just tell you exactly what they think right when they think it. So it's a really good soundboard for getting critique.
Oh, yes. Please give me a sample.
I've played something live for a couple of them, like a new song. You know, you get a new song and you're still working out the kinks. And I just remember one of them going, yeah, it's not my favorite, but keep working on it.
You've got a future, kid.
Yeah.
Well, Quinn Kristofferson, congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing a bit of your music and sharing your story.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.